Brad Powers likes to beat the bookies. Pregame.com, part of the five-day week show on Fox Sports Radio National, straight out of Vegas. Brad, before we get the college leans and lights, let's go right into the Thursday night tilt. Are you willing to take Dallas plus 7.5 and step in front of this, what is it, 9 straight ATS run the Saints are on?
Yeah, I am willing to do it, and I get it. New Orleans, they're trying to do something that hasn't been done since 1992. R.J. Bell tweeted this out. No team in the NFL has covered 10 straight games since the Chargers, the San Diego Chargers, back in 1992. But I'll take it. I think the line values with the Cowboys, especially if you can get that all-important hook. In mind, 7 is the second most key number in football. I'd expect a frenzied home atmosphere here. You give me the Cowboys plus the 7.5.
It's championship week in college football, so let's try to run down a few of these matchups. Starting with tomorrow, Buffalo and Northern Illinois for the MAC. Buffalo 3.5 in the spot.
I'm going to take the points here with the underdog Northern Illinois, and I get it. You know, you got one team, Buffalo 10-2, and one team in Northern Illinois 7-5, but Northern's played a lot tougher schedule. I mean, you start looking at games against Florida State, Iowa, Utah, BYU. And also note that, Northern Illinois comes in limping into the game with 2 straight losses, but they already had the West Division of the MAC locked up. And that might be one of the reasons why they lost their last couple of games. I'll take the Huskies, who have been there, done that. This is their 8th MAC championship game. I'll get them plus the 3.5.
One other game tomorrow night out in the Pac-12, Utah and Washington. Washington 5.5 up in Northern California on the neutral site.
Yeah, so the expectation for Washington coming into the season was, hey, this is a preseason top 10 team. Most people had them up there. In fact, a lot of people had them in the top 5. Obviously, Washington, even though they got to this championship game, they haven't met expectations. But last week, it's notable that they won that big rivalry game on the road against Washington State. What happened in the game? The running back for Washington, his name's Miles Gaskin, preseason All-American, had his best game of the season. Tight end, their leading returning receiver, his name's Hunter Bryant for Washington. He missed the first 9 games of the season. He's off his best game this season. The left tackle, Trey Adams for Washington, preseason All-American, missed the first 10 games. He's played the last 2 games. I think finally this is a Washington team that's as good as we thought they were at the start of the season, and that's the case. I'll lay under a touchdown here. Give me Washington.
Central Florida is 3 over Memphis. A big game for Central Florida for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. 24-game winning streak on the line. And you know, maybe a 1% chance if everything breaks their way as far as getting in the playoff. I mean, obviously they need Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State all to lose. And then even then, maybe they're on the outside looking in. But the bigger story here is their quarterback. His name's Mackenzie Milton. Out for this game and maybe done for his career after that gruesome leg injury last week. Milton's one of the most valuable players in college football. He's worth at least a touchdown to the line. And in this instance, I'm going to lean with Memphis plus the 3. I don't think UCF can overcome that loss. Even with Milton earlier this year, they probably should have lost to Memphis.
Brad Powers, pregame.com. Follow him at BradPowers7 up on Twitter. Get into some of the big ones. Texas and Oklahoma. Oklahoma 8 in the total. A very, very robust 77.5, 78, 78.5 is even popping up.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll start with the total first. I mean, Oklahoma games have flown over the total, 10-2. I think that'd be one of the square picks of the week. And I'm not going to have an under ticket, but I'm also in a championship game between these two, not going to bet over the total in that one. I think the best value is on Texas. Keep in mind, Texas has owned Oklahoma as of late. Last 6 meetings, 6 straight covers for Texas by an average of 14 points per game. And Tom Herman, he's the Texas head coach. Whether he's been an offensive coordinator or head coach, his team's 23-1 against the spread, getting points. Give me the Horns.
Georgia and Alabama. Alabama's 13.5, although I am on record, not that it matters at all, as saying Alabama should intentionally lose this game and they should sit everyone. I don't think they're going to do it. How do you handicap this one?
Yeah, well, I'll agree with you. I think Alabama can lose and still be in the playoff. I think the odds of them being in the playoff should be probably 90%+. The only way they don't get in is they get blown out, and that hasn't happened not one single time under Nick Saban in 12 years. Bam lost a single game by more than two touchdowns. So I think Alabama's in the playoff. As far as the value in this one, I'm going to go with the under. Under 63.5 here. It's the highest total ever for an SEC championship game. Keep in mind, we've got 27 games now to judge from since they've been playing this since the early 90s. And Alabama's historically great on offense, at least for them. But the two best defenses they played, LSU and Mississippi State, that historically great offense only managed 25 points per game here. Typically, Saban's conservative in these types of games. I'll go under the total.
Any interest in Northwestern getting more than two touchdowns against Ohio State in the Big Ten championship?
My interest is on the Buckeyes here. Look, I don't lay two touchdowns much, but when I do, I need motivation. Buckeyes have motivation. They need margin in this one, and they're capable of it. I mean, we saw that last week against Michigan, and I think, generally speaking, Northwestern's overrated. This is a team that's only outscoring their opponents, despite their 8-4 record, by 2 points per game. They're only outscoring their opponents. Give me the Buckeyes in a blowout.
So any of the games that we didn't touch on that are of great interest to you?
You know, I would say the Virginia Tech-Marshall game, believe it or not. Why? I'm looking to see if Virginia Tech can extend that 24-year bowl streak. Keep in mind, Florida State's bowl streak over. So Virginia Tech is about a 3.5-point favorite in a makeup game. Needs it like blood. Wasn't impressed with Marshall last week. Give me the Hokies minus 3.5.
All right, Brad, we appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, take care, guys.